The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.' Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you heard the common expression, "The clothes do not make the man or the woman"? It means, do not put too much stock in the threads that you wear. On the other hand, stands the wit and the wisdom of Mark Twain, who once said, "The clothes do make the man. Naked people have little or no influence on society." I sure hope so. Do you know what English sumptuary laws are? English sumptuary laws. Queen Elizabeth enacted certain laws to dictate what color and what type of clothing individuals were allowed to own and wear. People's dress gave an immediate indication of their rank and status in society. For example, only royalty were permitted to wear clothes trimmed with ermine. Lesser nobles were allowed to wear clothing trimmed with fox and otter. People in Fort Smith would be sporting clothes trimmed with squirrel and skunk, and darn proud of it. In the gospel today, Jesus also seems rather concerned about a man's clothes. He tells a parable of a king who throws a wedding party for his son. One man enters not properly dressed. Maybe he was wearing clothes trimmed with skunk and squirrel too. And the king orders him to be thrown out. Is Jesus saying there are sumptuary laws in heaven? Not exactly. Jesus is not so much talking about the body here, but rather about the soul and how we adorn it. Later theology will help us understand that Jesus is really talking about our baptismal robes and how we should be clothed in Christ in order to enter heaven. Jesus is not being a fashionista like Queen Elizabeth and telling us how to dress, Rather, he's reminding us to be mindful to clothe ourselves with his love and his grace, and not to be naked spiritually. You know, it's amazing to see the kind of clothes people wear these days. People pay exorbitant amounts of money for jeans that already have holes in them when they buy them. Poor Queen Elizabeth is rolling over in her grave. This is one reason I like that Catholic students in schools, Catholic schools, wear uniforms. We want to take their attention off of external appearances and turn their attentions to what matters on the inside. And that's what really matters. What's on the inside? Learning to think, praying to God, becoming a man and woman of character, having an eagerness to serve the poor, those without fancy clothes. In short, to become a spiritual fashionista and to care about how we clothe our souls. In the end, Mark Twain may well have been right. Clothes make the man. Naked people have little or no influence in society. And that's true both on earth and in heaven. Praised be Jesus Christ.